Hello, everybody, and welcome into Market Abilities
Podcast.
Yes.
I don't know why Angie's doing that. I think we switched sides on the desk.
We did.
And the table.
It feels good. It feels better over here.
Does it?
Yeah. I had to try it. Try it from this side.
Okay. Well, Angie's lost her mind.
I have completely lost my mind. Side. Yes. But I like it. You know, when I made the big introduction about the big podcast studio, I did it from this side.
Yeah.
And the momentum was true. Very good that day.
Yeah.
And then you stuck me over there and you just squelched it.
Oh, first of all, I did not stick you over here. Yeah, you just squelched. You came in and sat down each time and chose the seat. Anyways.
Yeah. So, look, this is... We sort of talked about it earlier. I guess it's an old school philosophy, but it makes perfect sense. And it's probably going to be beneficial if we bring it up in this podcast to share it with you in case you haven't heard it. It's just a good way to refer to certain points of promoting your business.
Yeah.
What is it?
It is. Well, oh gosh. I want to say it's the funnel system.
It is the funnel system. It's the full funnel system.
The full funnel system. Yes. Yeah, I forgot the word full.
So you got the top, you've got the middle portion, and then you've got the bottom of the funnel. And everybody knows, oh, the bottom of the funnel. Okay, that's when they're down to their decision-making process.
Yes.
But how do we get them there, and how do we get them there to make a decision to use our business, to buy our product, to use our service?
Well, first of all, you got to have awareness.
Oh, that would be the
number one.
Top of the funnel. So it's real wide.
Yep.
So essentially at that point you're saying, hello world.
Yeah. Cause I mean, you gotta think about how many people are aware that you exist.
That's right.
But they're not really much past that point.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's when you need to start thinking about investing a little bit in your business. You know, people get nervous. They're like, well, what should I spend? You know, do I just break the bank? No. You should spend what you can comfortably spend for several months down the road.
Yeah. And I think whenever you're bringing awareness, you need to focus on how you can already bring value.
That's right.
To that person that you're trying to get to become your customer. Because if you can give them free value, they're going to be like, well, I wonder what their paid stuff is like.
That's right. Because, you know, at that point you want to say your budget is small because you are just now making people aware of you. You're trying to build your business. Maybe you want to sponsor a live event. Maybe you want to get involved in your community. Like Lucas said, you know, introduce yourself, do that grassroots effort, just getting out there and shaking hands and kissing babies.
Yeah, because I would honestly rather want to do business with someone who decided to sponsor an event or like a non-for-profit or something that I like and am passionate about. And if I see them there and if I see them doing those types of things, I'm like, okay, they actually seem like they have integrity, and they're trustworthy because it's like they're putting money into something that actually matters.
Absolutely. And I love when people are not afraid to stick their necks out. And when I say that, I mean participate in those events where maybe they're showcasing products, maybe they're showcasing new services in a region. And don't send anybody, don't send the front office staff, you know, to go and be your mouthpiece. Go. If it's your company, go and meet the public and let them know what you're doing and what you're all about.
Yeah, well, people want to meet you, like as the business owner.
Yeah.
And I understand, like, there comes a point to where you can't be at everything, but... Right. For the bigger things, it adds so much value whenever you show up.
It does. Showing up, that's half the battle, right? Probably more than that.
Honestly,
more than half.
Probably more than half because I think we're more capable than we think we are, but we never realize it because we don't show up enough.
That's right. So that awareness is so important. We know nowadays that you can do that. It's made easier with social media, but remember, if you're going to commit to social media, commit to social media. Do not, you know, you've heard it. The old timers would say it. Don't half. You know, that word that they use sometimes.
Well, and no one really enjoys an intermittent posting that much. Like people like consistency. People like a routine.
Yeah. And it doesn't, you know, it can just be a little bit. It could be a progress report. It can be thanking someone for coming into your business. And then of course you want those nicely produced pieces along the way for credibility.
Yeah. Yeah. Because people want to see that you're human, mm-hmm. but also they want to be like, people want to be astounded at what you are, what you can do, what you possibly can do.
They're like, ooh, that's nice.
And it kind of brings them, cause like for me, like I've worked with some really cool musicians, some big musicians. Mm-hmm. And at first you kind of get like a little fangirly or fan. Yeah, exactly. Fan
boy, well, I hope you don't get girly, right? But you know, fangirly.
Well, but you get them, you know,
I got it.
You get what I'm saying. And then you meet them and you're like, oh, it's just a human. They're just really good at what they do.
They
wake up and have anxiety and fears just as much as we do, mm-hmm. but they're just really good at something and they got famous for it.
Absolutely. But you know, go ahead and do that and be consistent. And then when you see that revenue, when you see that people are showing some interest, that people are starting to show up, now we're getting to what's called maybe the middle of the funnel.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is that?
Consideration.
Oh my goodness. Now they're considering whether or not they're going to do business with you.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
No.
I love how you sip all of your beverages the same, whether they're cold, hot, mediocre.
Well, no one knows if this is cold or hot.
Yes.
Or lukewarm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do that one on purpose?
That's ridiculous. I didn't get it all the way. See, that was like a funnel reaction there. It was stuck in the bottom of the cup, so I didn't get that whole, you know, that slurping sensation.
Yeah, I don't think people appreciate that.
I know. I'm so sorry. That's one of those sounds that nobody likes. But now, consideration. Okay, that's a very important part of this funnel process. Why? You talk about it all the time. Integrity, trust. What have you done for other people? Are you a fly-by-night kind of place? Are you going to be around? Can I trust you with my dedication to you?
Yeah.
Bringing my family to you? I mean, that's big.
Yeah, and something you need to ask yourself is, why would someone consider you
mm-hmm.
over your competition, or even
you're good.
Not using you at all? Maybe it's maybe you provide a service that's not even necessary, but you're, it's like a luxury type of item.
Yeah,
and you know, why would somebody even buy that
To treat themselves as a Christmas gift, as a birthday gift?
And so you really need to put like understand. Like, what's your positioning whenever mm-hmm. you're making this thing available for someone?
Mm-hmm.
Are you positioning it as this is going to, you know, like talk about all the features and all mm-hmm. this and that? Or are you talking about how it's going to change their life in certain ways?
Oh, man.
Because honestly, most of the time, I don't care about features anymore.
Yeah, like, you want to know how it's going to change your life.
Yeah, I want to know, how is this going to make my life better, happier, more successful?
I think more people feel that way too.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you're trying to sell plumbing or something, mm-hmm. let's go back to plumbing. It's like people,
okay.
It's like people are going to wonder, like, you know, is this going to make things, am I going to have better water pressure in my shower? Because that's a big deal, especially to my wife.
Yes.
Like, water pressure is a huge deal.
Huge deal.
Yeah. And so it's stuff like that. Well, it's going to make your showers a lot better. Then mm-hmm. Sign me up.
That's right.
You know,
and that's going to help when you have testimonials like Lucas's wife on your social pages, whether you do a commercial and you put it out there in mainstream, whether you put it out there in digital media. So now you're getting into a little bit more money, but you know that people are interested. They've already shown up. They're aware of what you do. They're calling. They're starting to ask some questions. So maybe cast that net a little wider and spend a little bit more money, because you need to get more people to the bottom of the funnel.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is
decision making time.
That's it. That's when you say, you ask for
the sale. Yeah.
That's when you close the deal.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are scared to ask for money.
Yeah, they are.
You know,
they are.
And I've been there for sure. But honestly, once you've provided awareness, given mm-hmm. some value, and really kind of put like your opportunity out there,
mm-hmm.
asking for money is like, it's not that big of a deal, because you've already basically told them and given them value in the first place.
Right.
So they're not even like a cold lead anymore.
Right.
And the reason why this works so well is because cold leads suck. Like, cold calling and all that stuff. It feels sleazy. People are thinking you're just trying to get money out of them. You're not actually going to provide value.
Yeah.
But if you've done all this stuff up front, they're not cold anymore. They're warm.
Yeah.
Like they already kind of know you and trust you because you've been putting out content and they've been seeing your face or seeing what you do and how well you do it.
Right.
So then that you asking for money is actually, they're not surprised by it.
You know, and this has been hard for me, because I'm from the school of the first person to talk about money sort of loses the upper hand. You know, I was always taught that.
Yeah.
But what I've put into play now in business, because everybody's so busy and you are being inundated by those phone calls and you do get a lot of the cold calls, when you've got the warm one, you've got the relationship already established, they know who you are, do not be afraid to attach what that cost will be, what it will look like, because that's a huge part of the decision-making process.
Yeah.
I can't decide until I know what it's going to cost me.
Yeah, for sure. And don't forget to value your value.
Oh, that's a good one. That is, oh, it's brilliant. And so many times we do. Yeah. We're like, man, that took a lot of time to get to that point, and there's no line item in there for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and it's like, I think a lot of people undersell themselves. Me included. I used to undersell myself constantly. Mm-hmm. And it's been interesting because there's been a few jobs now that I've priced myself appropriately, mm-hmm. what I am worth.
Right.
And I've gotten the no because of the price. And I said, you know what? It was going to be a waste of my time otherwise.
Dude, that's what's so interesting.
And that's a huge growth moment for me.
It is big. And you know what was a growth moment for me is the opposite. I actually priced a job too high because we were really busy in that time. Yeah. I didn't know how we were going to pull it off. It was sort of a short, you know, a short notice sort of thing. And they bought it. And it was much higher than we would typically charge.
And we got some more money out of it.
Yeah, and it's not a bad thing because I know that that's really what we should be charging.
Yeah.
But too many times we get gun shy and we're like, I really need this one. You know, I'm gonna price it a little bit lower.
Yeah.
Which you're never happy with that decision, you know? And that's why I think you should price it at where you want it to be. And then have an open dialogue and be so transparent that you can say to whomever, this is negotiable. If this is not in your budget, we can, you know, we can do a line item veto. We can change some things here.
Yeah.
Just as long as you keep your expectations in line with that investment.
Yeah, that's what I've been telling people too lately. Like they've been asking, I had a couple of people ask for me for a lower price. Mm. And I was like, if you commit to a 6-month retainer for me to do these multi songs per month,
there you go.
I will do it at that price.
I like that.
And they're like, oh, well, let me think about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that changes things. Now you have consistent income for
That's
six
right.
months. And sure, I'll take a little bit less because I know that income is going to be there. I don't have to worry about me trying to find another job
right.
next month.
But you have to deliver like it they have to see that they're getting a significant savings and makes them say the yes real quick.
In my invoices, I always make it so clear. Mm-hmm. This is how much money you're saving.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's, you know, that fine print is so important. And just like what Lucas said, the reason that you saw those savings is because everyone is in favor of a residual income, not a one and done.
Oh, for sure.
That's a big thing for really for anybody, you know, if you're a physician, content creator, whatever you are, it's just nice to know, okay, I've got a little bit of income coming in every month.
Well, that, and it's like, it's so much harder to find a new customer mm-hmm. than it is to retain a current customer because, and I even talked this on the last podcast was like, you're, current customers already know, like, and trust you.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be doing what you need to do to keep them.
Right.
Because now you don't have to go out and start a new relationship. You already have that relationship
Invite
in place.
Invite them to go out and bring you another customer because their word and the fact they're vouching for you, that's huge. And it's then huge, I would reward them for that, you know, for bringing me another customer.
Right.
And that's a great thing for not-for-profits, you know, getting back to what we do here at Growing Media, which is marketing, advertising, content creation, placement, all that good stuff. So many times these not-for-profits, which are so important to our everyday lives, you know, they're really doing things that matter and change people's lives. So what we'll do is if that not-for-profit can somehow connect us to a for-profit or make an introduction, we have no problem bringing some of that back to the not-for-profit as a thank you, you know?
Yeah.
And we're able to do things for a lot less for those groups because of somebody else who perhaps has more of a cash flow that they can put towards production and placement and that kind of thing.
Yeah, totally. And then you're just adding more value into the world.
Absolutely.
It goes full circle.
Now turn the funnel upside down and start again.
Yeah.
Boom. That's good. Yeah. Or just start at the top. Just go ahead and have the decision, like the inverted.
It just doesn't work that well. It doesn't work that well. Like, yes, you're going to get customers that way, but you're going to get a lot of no's.
You are.
And you're going to probably have people not be happy with you.
Some cold call guy said to me the other day, I said, ah, man, how do you do it? I said, and the only reason I'm still on the phone with you is my son started doing it for a company. And I said, I want to show you respect and listen to your whole spiel. And I chose to listen to you. And he goes, well, that means so much. Because already I feel like we've started a relationship. So he was already feeding me the funnel talk.
For sure.
But he said, you know, I have to harvest so many no's to get to a yes.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I said, no, but and he's closer. He's closer to the yes, I'm
That's true. Yeah. you were just one no closer.
One no closer to the yes. What I'll always do, though, is I said, you know, I don't need your service today, but when I do, I'll have your name and what you do here in my phone, and who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
There it goes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we've gone full circle or completely through the funnel on this latest episode of Marketabilities.
Yeah. I think the ultimate thing is every time you want to bring awareness, just remind yourself that you're planting a seed.
Yes.
And that seeds will grow, and it may not grow in the way that you expect it to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, if you plant thistle seeds, it'll grow. But
consider the mustard seed.
Yeah.
And how it will grow into something mighty.
Right. And so just keep putting those seeds out.
Yes.
And eventually there will be people that will get into the funnel and then buy from you.
There it is.
And you'll be successful.
Yeah.
Just keep planting.
Got to water a lot more though. This year has been so dry. All right. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.